As we were working on some songs for tonight, it's always an adventure for us who's going to be able to be in a meeting. And our oldest son and his family were not able to be here tonight. There's actually more of us, believe it or not. And I told my wife, it's funny, when we had our children, we had one, we had two, we had three, we had four, we had five, we had six, we had seven. My wife would take them to Food Lion. She'd take them to Walmart. Man, they just followed right in line. Just right with Mama. But everybody asked us. They asked two questions. They said, number one, are you Mormon or are you Catholic? I said, no, I'm an independent fundamental Bible-believing Baptist. Amen. Sort of blew their mind that Baptists had that many youngins. I don't know. But again, I appreciate my family being here tonight. Pray for my wife. She's not feeling well tonight. I appreciate her being here, my mom and dad. But I love my children. Again, Caleb, our oldest son, and his family not able to be here. Isaac, our second son, he's getting married in a little while, and a few months. And then Luke's on this side. His wife, Megan, on the piano. They're finishing preparation to head to the mission field of Bolivia. And you'd be much in prayer for them. Then our fourth son, Ethan's heading to Utah as well. Then Abigail, Lydia, and Gideon, our three, we call them our babies. And they'll be going with us out to Utah. But I ask you to pray for us. God gave us a verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1, I believe it's verse 7. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of peace, love, and of a sound mind. Say, preacher, I don't know what you're going to do out there. Hey, I've got God. What am I worried about? I've got God on my side. I've got His word to preach and the Holy Spirit of God to do the work. And that's all that I need. But I love this old hymn. I love the old hymns, the old camp meeting songs. But we were working on some songs for tonight. And we went over this song. I said, we got to sing it. I love it. You pray for us as we sing. He'll hold to my hand.